The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Since the last ice age, penguins have basked in warmer Antarctic climates because less ice makes it easier for the birds to breed and hunt for food. But there's a key caveat. Current climate change is happening too fast for even their food supply to keep up with the demand. Researchers examined how populations of penguins changed since the end of the last ice age, some 11,000 years ago. The scientists looked specifically at three current Antarctic penguin species, Gentoo, Adelie, and Chinstrap. All three of these species prefer ice-free waters to look for food, and ice-free land to nest and raise their youngsters. But too little ice is hurting some penguin populations now, the studies have found. One of the penguins' main sources of food, krill, or a tiny shrimp-like crustacean, prefers to eat algae that clings to the bottom of sea ice. Only Gentoo penguins appear to be maintaining stable populations, likely because they feed on more diverse types of prey. This suggests current climate warming is favoring generalist Gentoo penguins as climate change winners, while Adelie and Chinstrap penguins have become climate change losers.
The 90-Second Naturalist is brought to you by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business at the University of Cincinnati. GrowYourFamilyBusiness.com.